Changing weather patterns this weekend could bring some moisture to us as we go into the first part of next week. But until then, it'll be relatively dry and warmer. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect a nice recovery from all the cold that we're dealing with out there today. The temperatures continue to try to warm up, but boy, it's a struggle after temperatures this morning fell down into the upper single digits across parts of the region. We will expect tomorrow and on Thursday to see a more notable warm-up taking place, and we'll replace these very cool conditions with something that's actually a little warmer than normal. But that, too, will be short-lived. We are going to run back into some more cool weather as we get to the end of the weekend and early next week. The temperatures at the top of this hour were running mostly in the 30s across the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. However, there's a small portion of the central sections of northern North Dakota that are seeing temperatures in the lower 40s. Most of the warmth out there across the Dakotas are way out to the west, near and west of the Missouri River, where temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s at this hour. Well, we are not going to see a tremendous amount of warming this afternoon, but we will get better than we are. The temperatures this afternoon will go ahead and peak in the upper 30s and 40s in the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. Minnesota will be coolest, and we'll expect to see those temperatures over 50 degrees continuing to expand in the west. Tomorrow, we'll see those 50s and 60s rather common across the majority of North and South Dakota, but you get close to the Red River and the temperatures start to drop down quite a bit. Minnesota will likely see temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s. A couple of 55 to 57 degree readings will be possible right at the river tomorrow. We'll look for the temperatures Thursday to be the best day, and we'll look for upper 50 and 60 degree readings in the Minnesota crop country, and we'll look for the eastern Dakotas to be mostly in the 60s, the central and western Dakotas in the 70s. But that's as far as we go, and we start turning the pendulum the other direction. Temperatures on Friday will be in the 50s and 60s throughout the northern plains and upper Midwest. Another cool night is in store tonight, with temperatures dropping down into the upper teens and 20s across the majority of our region. But after that, we'll start a warming trend at night. We'll likely see those readings mostly in the 30s by the time we get to the end of this week. Additional cooling will occur later into the weekend. We have two frontal systems that will cut through the region over the time period between now and Monday. The first frontal system just brings us a little bit of a cool down. That occurs late Thursday night going into Friday. The bigger cool down will likely come behind a larger storm system slated for the region Sunday into Monday. It's too early to get very specific about that storm system, but we'll keep a close eye on it. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.